I wanna be an astronaut, fly into space. I wanna see Mars and Venus. I wanna go to that place. And if you come with me, there'll be room in my ship. I'll take you up there with me. It can be just you and me, and we'll fly up into space where there's the space that you a stupid idea, but we could save all our dough, and we could put it away, and we could save it some more. Then you and me could go buy some astronaut suits with the gloves and the masks and the moonwalking boots, and I'll take you up to space where there's the space that you
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is For Sure 100%. I'm your host, Ella. Thank you for tuning in today, 2 to 3 p.m. Fridays. That last song was Astronaut by Future Crib. My good friend Julia Lieto showed me that song. I don't know if she's listening right now, but thank you for that. I am going to play some random songs as usual. Up next is a song by Shaky Graves called Counting Sheep. This song just is very, like, rainy day, sleepy time song to me, which I feel like is perfect for today because it's kind of gross out. But it's not a gross song. It's a great song. And Shaky Graves is just, like, incredible. He's one of my favorite artists, probably. So definitely listen to more of him if you haven't heard of him before. And then after that, who knows? So just listen and we'll see, I guess. I hope everyone's having a good Friday. If you're interested in coming to see some music tonight, I'm playing a show with a couple people at Six Something Parsons, which the address is somewhere. It's a Limbs show. So come, it's at 8. If anyone's listening. Up next is Counting Sheep by Shaky Graves.
Oh,
You just heard Head Alone by Julia Jacklin. Before that, we played Oh Dear by Somersault. Both awesome songs. Somersault is really good. They have a couple other really good ones that I don't know a ton by them, but they have a really interesting sound. And Julia Jacklin, like, her voice is just, like, incredible. It's really, really nice. So we have a request up next. I'd like to give a couple shout-outs. My dear friend Emzo, who requests this next song, which is called To Be Alone With You by Flurry. And then also my good friend Matt is listening from Italy right now, like a rock star. I miss you, Matt, so thank you for listening. He might have a request too. And my friend Zach from Albany, New York. So we have a lot of listeners all over the globe right now, which is pretty cool. But yeah, if anybody else who's listening has a request and wants to send it my way, I have very little planned for the rest of this, so I would appreciate it. But yeah, up next, To Be Alone With You by Flurry, and then maybe some other requests after that. Thanks for listening. That last song was Love Is Only a Feeling by Home Shake, requested by Zach Chabot. Thank you, Zach. We just had three requests in a row. Before that, it was Don't Just Sit There and Drink Yourself to Death by Ezra Bell, picked out by Matt, which I love that song. And I forgot that I even knew that song, so I like queued it up and was like, oh, what's this? And then realized what it was, which is fun. And of course, the one Emzo requested. So thank you for those. We're gonna play up next is a song that my dad showed me. I don't know if it's really a song, if I can call it a song. Also, I have a special guest who just joined me in the studio just now. Caitlin, you wanna come over here? And say a few words.
I have no words to say.
Say a few words. Oh, okay, you gotta get closer. Just introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Caitlin. I'm friends with Ella. And I'm here to sit and listen to some good music.
Yes. I think that you're gonna find this song really interesting. I'm excited. I think my dad is listening right now, too. So, hi, Dad. This song is for you. It's called Jesus Was Way Cool by King Missile. And here you go.
Jesus was way cool. Everybody liked Jesus. Everybody wanted to hang out with him. Anything he wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine. And if he wanted to, he could have turned weed into marijuana, or sugar into cocaine, or vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. He was really cool. If you were blind or lame, you just went to Jesus, and he would put his hands on you, and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you could think of. Jesus was way cool. He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. Then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
So usually I don't talk right after I play one song, but I do feel like we should debrief that a little bit.
Unpack that.
So Caitlin, do you have any words? Do you have any words?
As a Jew, I feel like I really learned a lot about Christianity from that song. So I feel like I sat in on a nice Bible discussion.
Yeah, I gotta say,
it was really informative.
I gotta say, I'm not a Christian, but I do feel like that song made some excellent points.
I really learned a lot.
It's so weird. Yeah, so anyway, thanks for listening to that. I mean, we probably lost some listeners, honestly, but if anyone's still out there, we're going to play a song by the White Stripes up next called Blue Orchid. And after that, we will just see. Caitlin will throw some in there, song suggestions. So sure. keep listening, and here is Blue Orchid.
Did it in you. You took a wild orchid. Picture this. There's this cold floating rock, right? And at the bottom of the rock, there's this ocean. At the bottom of the ocean, there's these little teeny amoeba, right? And after millions of years, these amoeba, they start turning into fish and swimming around. I don't know how it works, but it does. So these amoeba, the amoeba fish are swimming around until one day one of these fish was like, you know what? I fucking hate the ocean. It sucks. It's cold. It's wet. I'm done. I'm done. So he grabs these fucking little things. They're called hands and feet. And he connects them to his body. And he crawls out of this ocean, right? And when he gets onto the bank, guess what he sees? He looks around. He sees a female fish. And she's beautiful. Oh, my God. Stunning. So they talk. They talk for a few days. And they start, you know, after a few days, they start mashing parts. Because that's what happens. Right? So they mash parts. And then all these babies get born. And after millions of years, these babies shed their scales, shed their fins, until they start standing upright. And one day, they fucking, their brains get so big that they understand these really scary concepts. And one of the concepts is that they're going to
die.
And what's scarier than knowing you're gonna die? Nothing to me. So one day this guy's like, you know what? I'm gonna create something that makes me not afraid of dying, right? So he comes up with it, and it's actually called this thing that you may know as it's called
religion.
And this religion causes a bunch of
conflict.
Bang, bang, bang. That's literally what it sounds like. So with all of this
conflict,
they understand they need some orders, so they create this thing called
government
to keep each other in line. But guess what? It actually doesn't happen like that. Guess what it creates? It creates a bunch more
conflict.
Oh my God. And out of all this conflict arises a president. And this president is orange. He's got orange hair. It's parted to the side. It looks really dumb. He's chubby. And he's got little sausage fingers. They look like little Smokies. I personally love little Smokies. Either way, he starts arguing with his leader on the other side of the world. He's got a bowl cut. He's similarly pudgy. He's got sausage fingers, too. I don't know what it is with guys with sausage fingers, but it messes their minds up, right? right? So they start bickering like little children. One day the guy with the orange hair is just like, you know what, I'm gonna fucking do it. I got a small dick, I ain't got nothing to lose. So he gets his thing and he presses the button and just goes. The only thing that survives nuclear war. Everyone say it on five. One, two, three, four. Five.
Cockroaches!
So the cockroaches are really small, but after millions of years, they start getting bigger. Then one day, they start losing their fucking shells and losing their fucking antennas. And then they fucking brains get so big, they understand these really scary concepts. And the concepts that they're going to...
die!
But guess what? They don't want to die, so they create this new thing called...
religion!
But it creates a newer thing called...
conflict!
So they need to protect each other. So they create...
government!
But then it creates even more...
conflict!
Oh my god! And out of the conflict arises this fucking president. And he's a cockroach. He's a little small boy, and he gets really fucking insecure about his place in the world. Ha ha ha. Classic. So he finds some guy to project onto, and they start bickering, and he bickers and bickers. The other guy's like, fuck you. The other guy's like, fuck you, motherfucker. But he has to go to his top cockroach scientist, because guess what? Nukes don't fucking work on cockroaches. It bounces off them like... a soft ocean breeze. So the president fucking, he's like, okay, I'm gonna do it. So he devises a new missile. He talks to his top cockroach scientist. Imagine that, a big human-like cockroach in a fucking lab suit with glasses on. So he fucking tells me, he's like, we need a missile that kills cockroaches. So the scientist's like, okay, I got it. It's gonna be a missile. And on the end of the missile, instead of a nuke, it's one giant, president. It's a giant. It's a giant. Classic.
I mean, we just trying to chill. We didn't come here to show off or, like, floss our shit or anything like that. We just came to chill and have fun. And I guess that's what life's all about.
Hello, everyone. I just want to say that my good friend Matt requested that song, and I've never heard it before. And it was very interesting. very interesting. So thank you, Matt. I think. up next, we're just going to transition the mood a little bit. We're going to play a song that Caitlin picked called Dream Lover by Bobby Darin.
It's more wholesome.
You want to use anything else to add?
No, it's just wholesome.
Wholesome. But still, I thought that song, it was interesting. It made some interesting points.
It's like a TED Talk.
It's like a really fast TED Talk. It was funny. But yeah, all right, here we go.
you always step to my girl.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been For Sure 100% with your host Ella and special guest Caitlin. Thank you all for listening. This was a very interesting show. I had no plan, and I think it turned out well, so I'm glad that you all listened. I hope you enjoy the show, and yeah, come to the LIM show tonight at 8 p.m. at, I think it's, where is it, 643 Parsons Street. We'll be playing some fun stuff. And listen next week, please. Caitlin, you got any closing remarks you need to
Happy Friday.
Yes, happy, happy, rainy Friday. And we'll sign off and goodbye.